afternoon. Today is Thursday, December 16th, and the time is 3 p.m. I now call the meeting of the Finance Commission to order pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. Bob Borchoff has contacted me stating that he was not able to attend today's meeting, but he will be with us tomorrow's meeting. So asked to be excused for this, and in accordance to the Finance Code 11.3, the commission members will take a vote to either accept or deny this request. All in favor of excusing the absence, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The ayes have it, and the absent is excused. Commissioner Cooper, would you please conduct the official roll call?
Yes, for the record, Philip Holt.
Here.
Robin Armstrong. Bob Borchoff. Hector Cerner.
Here.
Larry Long.
Here.
Will Lucas.
Here.
Cliff McCauley.
Here.
Sharon McCormick.
Here.
Vince Quincy.
Here.
Debbie Scanlon.
Here.
Laura Warren.
Here.
We have four.
Form is with nine members present. If there's anyone wishing to address the Finance Commission, please fill out a witness affidavit form and bring it to the front. Public comments on non-agenda items are limited to 5 minutes and agenda items to 10 minutes. Do we have any audience members wishing to provide a general comment or comment on any today's agenda items? Seeing none. Chairman Lucas, we are scheduled to go to
Item A.
Item A. Let me just make sure we have everyone's here.
We do.
Okay.
As reported at the last Finance Commission meeting, the search committee interviewed four qualified candidates. At the last search committee meeting in October, the members voted to recommend to the Finance Commission that one selected candidate be interviewed for the position of the Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending Commissioner, and we are now prepared to proceed with that recommendation.
Thank you, Chairman Lucas. Please proceed with a motion for the Finance Commission to conduct the interview of the selected candidate for the position of Department of Savings Mortgage Lending Commissioner.
I would like to make a motion that the Finance Commission approve to interview one candidate for the position of Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending Commissioner.
Coming upon the recommendation from the search committee, no second is needed. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it, the motion passes. Thank you, Chairman Lucas. We'll now move on to item B.
Now moved into the second session.
Yes. It is now 3:03 p.m. on December 16, 2021. At this time, the commission will go into a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 551.074. Staff attending the executive session are Commissioner Cooper, SML Interim Commissioner Trotty, Texas Department of General Banking Counsel, Catherine Ryer. We're expecting the executive session to last about 60 minutes. I now reconvene the meeting of the Finance Commission pursuant to Chapter 551 of the Government Code. The time is 4:36 p.m. At this time, Chairman Lucas, I'll turn the meeting back over to you.
All right. Thank you, Chairman Holt. I would like to make a motion that the Finance Commission approve the appointment of Hector Peretta as the new Department of Savings and Mortgage Lending Commissioner. An effective date of February the 1st.
Coming upon the recommendation from the search committee, is there a second?
A second.
All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Opposed.
Ayes have it, and the motion passes. That concludes this session of the open meeting. We will now convene into a closed session. It is 4:37 p.m. on December 16th. At this time, the commission will go into closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 551. Those staying, staff attending the executive session are Wendy Rodriguez, Sammy Chadley, Catherine Ryer, Commissioner Pettyjohn, Commissioner Trotty, and Commissioner Cooper.
Antonia Antoff is coming also.
It is now 5:02 p.m. on December 16th, and the commission is now back in open session. No action was taken into the closed session. At this time, do I hear a motion that we authorize Commissioner Cooper to negotiate and execute the documents for the purchase of a parcel of real estate as contemplated in Senate Bill 1349, passed in the 85th regular session of the Texas Legislature?
Vince Puentes.
Sorry. Okay.
No, you go ahead.
Laura Warren, so moved.
Is there a second?
Larry Long, I'll second.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion, members? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it, and the motion passes. Next, do I hear a motion that we authorize to increase the long-term facilities planning reserves by $2.965 million for each agency for the purchase and acquisition of land and new building construction?
Will Lucas, so moved.
Thank you, sir. A second?
Laura Warren, second.
Thank you, ma'am. Members, any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the motion passes. There's no further business to discuss, and this meeting of the Finance Commission is now adjourned. The time is 5:03 p.m. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We will see you in the morning.